Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line for you to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And these volume knobs on the headphones being turned down is really throwing me off. Like, I put it on and heard nothing. I was like, oh, God, I didn't do any sound checks or anything like that prior to the start of the show, and now there's nothing playing. So that was a bit stressful. And I looked over and I was like, oh, it's just turned down. So that's convenient. Finally got a day off yesterday. That was absolutely wonderful. I'm hoping here in the very near future my workload will be significantly reduced.
Right on.
As most, I'm sure it was discussed last night, but yesterday Ian Freeman had his detention hearing review hearing. I don't know exactly what it was.
Yes.
But they reviewed it, and it was very positive.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. Yes, he can be essentially taken out of the prison, the bars, but with stipulations, of course.
Well, there's stipulations on all of us, all six of us at least. And he'll have true more freedom here at his house than he will in jail.
At the very most, this house.
Yes.
I guess they're going to, I'm just guessing that they could be, they're going to agree to the ankle monitor to his home.
It seems silly to me, but, you know, I'm not the judge here, and I'm not the prosecutors here or any of that. They have until noon Thursday to submit list of conditions that they find acceptable. Ian's attorney will submit his own list of conditions, and hopefully by the end of Thursday, Ian will be free. I don't know how long it would actually take.
Well,
you know,
free-ish.
Like I've been saying since this started, freedom shouldn't be relative, but right now it is.
I guess so.
So I'll just have to consider that free for the time being until we are actually free. I don't know how long it would actually take. They want him to put up some property and stuff like that. I have no idea what kind of time frame that involves. Hopefully it could get done that day, considering the property that we're discussing is unencumbered, which means there's no, you know, lien against it or anything like that. So hopefully, by the end of Thursday, Ian will be free and back in the studio. I wouldn't expect him to be on Free Talk Live that night because he's unlikely to get released until like 7, even if he is released Thursday. I suspect it'll be earlier next week, though. Okay. I just don't know. But it was a very positive hearing, and it started to concern me when the judge started out his closing statement with, well, I have to agree with Magistrate Johnstone here about Ian's being detained, but ultimately he is open to the possibility of Ian being released. It's just a matter of getting the prosecutors to submit their terms, which, of course, they're going to drag their feet on. They don't do anything quickly. And then, ultimately, Ian's attorney to agree to those terms and make all of that happen.
All I know is that the prosecutors failed to cite any real victims. They were saying there were victims, but then, you know, they did recognize that he was obviously trying to avoid creating victims. So it was like he was actually trying to avoid creating a problem within their system, but, you know, they're still saying there's victims, but who are they? I want to know.
I can't comment much on that regard, but I do know that we had on one of these victims here on Free Talk Live for the full episode one Tuesday when it was just myself and Ian, or maybe it was a Wednesday, I don't remember what day it was, but we discussed it with the guy in detail. He was the victim of a romance scam that started out with him buying prepaid Visa cards, huge amounts of prepaid Visa cards, and just scanning them and sending the receipts and numbers to this scam artist. And ultimately, the Visa gift card avenue ran dry, and the guy was instructed to send money to Ian in order to buy Bitcoin. And the guy, you know, he provided all of the stuff that Ian required.
Yeah.
the ID, the letter stating his intention was to buy Bitcoin or whatever. But as it turned out, you know, people, when they're caught up in scams, they have a very hard time seeing that they're caught up in scams. After that, the sunken cost fallacy kicks in, and they become less and less likely to break out of it. This guy never did, until he just completely spent all of his inheritance on this scam artist. But with these Visa prepaid debit card scams, they happen irregardless, you know. Ian can't stop those. Visa isn't getting rated for it. Walmart isn't getting rated for it. It's silly to think that it's somehow Walmart's fault.
Or it could be happening two blocks away at a Bank of America.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say that, you know, it's all Ian's fault?
Look, to their credit, the prosecutors did point out that Ian in no way colluded with any of these fraudsters.
That's right, which is interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised by that admission. It's an honest statement, but I wouldn't have expected them to be so forthright about that. But in their own statement about, you know, why he should be detained, they explicitly pointed out, you know, he hasn't worked with any of these fraudsters. He's not their ally or anything like that. So that was pleasantly surprising. It's actually been a really good week. With my day off yesterday, I got to play Resident Evil Village. Wow. And I don't know if I like it or not, to be honest with you. It's fun, but Capcom has sort of lost their minds here, okay? I don't know if you're familiar with the Resident Evil series, but
Basically,
these viruses mutate people and turn them into things that no longer even resemble human beings. I mean, it's time for them to stop trying to make any of this stuff sound scientific. They lost the ability to do that around Resident Evil 3 when you were fighting someone the size of a building, human being that got morphed into something that was basically filled up an entire room. It's like, okay, yeah, oh, there's no virus even conceivably possible that's going to do this. But now they've added these super bugs that use human pheromones to mimic humans, and it looks and acts like witchcraft. And I would have been happier if they just said, oh, yeah, we're adding witches to the series now, instead of these pheromone-filled bugs or whatever. It's very bizarre. I won't get a chance to play it again, so at least not in the near future. And it's one of those games where you have to do a lot of backtracking, remembering what you already did, what you have now, what you couldn't do back then. And there's no chance when I get the time to play it again that I'll remember any of it.
Well, I'm glad you had that little bit of freedom.
Me too, right? It was fun. It was a good way to spend an evening. And then I ended up working and fell asleep at my desk and woke up at like 6 o'clock this morning with my back hurting because I slept with my face on a desk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that was fun. Missed an appointment with an attorney, but it's all good. So in the world today, what's happening with Dogecoin? Now, I'm not overly familiar with it. I saw that, you know, it increased to like 63 cents a coin, but now it's back down to like 49 cents, and evidently it has something to do with Elon Musk. Do you know?
Well, you know how it goes. Buy the trend, sell the news, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going on.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
And, you know, well, with everything else, though, is that Elon was really staging these news articles as, you know, the trend was following, like how he's going to be naming the SpaceX the Doge One.
Really?
Yeah. So the first, like, I guess, private rocket to the moon is going to be Doge One.
Well, I do have an article here in front of me. It actually had to be printed off. It's strange to me that I can't just go to the website and read it off the website, but if someone prints it for me,
you're welcome.
Can sit here and read that. It's so weird. But it is about Dogecoin. Evidently, a Goldman Sachs director has quit after striking it rich with Dogecoin. A managing director at the London office of Goldman Sachs has reportedly left the brokerage after making millions on Dogecoin. Aziz McMahon has been with the bank for 14 years, according to his LinkedIn profile, but a Goldman spokesperson confirmed to Fortune that he has departed. A report says the move came after a huge payoff in the cryptocurrency that no one was meant to take seriously. And I still don't take it seriously. It's funny to me that Dogecoin, two Dogecoins, are now worth more than a dollar.
Yeah.
That's hilarious to me. The U.S. dollar has been trying for the last 100 years to be taken seriously as a currency, and now two of these joke coins.
It is a real joke, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it shows that the real joke here is the USD. And if
I love it. I love it. I love that a joke is more valuable than a U.S. dollar.
Well, two jokes.
Two jokes.
Hopefully Doge will break a dollar. More coming up on this. Goldman Sachs employee quits because of Dogecoin. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Aria and Joa, and I don't know how much longer I'll be hosting the show from this studio. The current plan is going to be for me to host it from my studio. And it's like you said, man, it's going to get really interesting.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So, but hey, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I'm not going to see you here, but maybe I'll see Ian here.
I wish I could give him a hug, you know, but can't.
Yeah.
I mean, even when he's out, it's not like I'm able to come over and say, "Hey, Ian, how are you doing?" or anything like that. It's very frustrating. I mean, he's my boss here at Free Talk Live. How am I supposed to...
Right.
Do my job without communicating with my boss. But, hey, we've been managing so far. So Goldman declined to offer any additional details on McMahon's departure. The eFinancial Careers piece, recent hosting, what? It cut off and skipped it. Do you have this article pulled up in front of you?
I have it from Yahoo Finance.
That's the one I have here.
Okay. A manager director at Goldman Sachs, a London office, has reportedly left the brokerage after making millions on Dogecoin.
We're on the third paragraph in the article.
Okay. Goldman declined to offer any additional details on McMahon's departure. The eFinance Careers piece suggested that he might be starting a hedge fund, but it did not provide any information backing that claim. If McMahon did cash in enough Dogecoin to quit his high-level job, he likely did so before Elon Musk's recent hosting stint on Saturday Night Live, which led to 30% drop in Dogecoin prices.
How bad was the show?
Well, see, that's not how it works, right? You buy the trend, you sell the news.
I still don't understand why Elon Musk being on Saturday Night Live would disrupt the Dogecoin market.
Well, look, here's a little bit of crypto strategy for you, is that when you know something's going to happen and it happens, this is a selling point. This is when people sell, because you know there's going to be a lot of people buying. So that's what's going to drop it.
Right.
Right? So now we're waiting for the trend back up, right? So, I don't really understand this article too much either. So if he bought into it before the trend,
well, Elon Musk has been one of the major driving factors behind the trend. I'm just unclear on why his appearance on Saturday Night Live would have any impact.
Sure, I mean I would say he wasn't the best performing host.
I'm not surprised. I mean,
yeah,
he's Elon Musk. He's kind of... I can't say what I think about him on the air.
I would say he's very entertaining, but he's very dry. But for some reason, his dry attitude with a little bit of humor is what sells a lot to people. And I do appreciate him doing this, but I wish he would... He said he wasn't going to act out, right? But I wish he did. I wish he was, like, you know, dropping more, like, you know, info bombs and using it as a platform. But no, he just wanted to be a normie elitist.
He is a strange one.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that he's doing what he's doing for Dogecoin. I just wish a more deserving cryptocurrency was the one he was helping make mainstream.
Sure.
But hey, if Dogecoin becomes the currency of the realm, I won't exactly be upset.
Right.
It's cheap to acquire, and it's easy to spend, and it has very low fees, so...
Promoting Dogecoin is like promoting Bitcoin. These are coins that have been taken over by corporate interests, and they're going to be stunted. So expect these things to happen.
So the article goes on?
Yes. Companies are increasingly jumping on board as well. Earlier this week, the Oakland A's began selling seats for Dogecoin.
The Oakland A's are selling seats for Dogecoin?
Yes. Let me just say that Elon Musk and Mark Cuban and Guy Fieri are also in the spotlight when it comes to trading this coin. But the article has a mistype here. But this in a Cuban last week said that the Dallas Mavericks would complete six 6,000 with an extra zero, so this is a mistype. I don't know if it's 6,000 or 60,000 Dogecoin transactions in April, adding that it's a crypto that people actually use rather than just hold. I don't know how to use it.
I don't know anywhere here in Keene that takes Dogecoin.
But I do.
Actually, that's not true. Mighty Move Smart would probably accept Dogecoin.
Yes.
But they'll accept just about any cryptocurrency.
Anything.
But they're just going to flip it into, you know, Bitcoin at their earliest convenience.
Sure. Sure. Which I don't know if it's a good idea.
I don't know if any websites that you can use for Dogecoin, maybe. Maybe BitPay supports it.
I'm sure there's places. Because its popularity now is definitely catching on, it'd be easy for them to set that up.
But still, if you're trying to buy software or something like that online, your best bet is going to be with Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or something.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one that takes Dogecoin. I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
But people spend Bitcoin Cash more readily than they do Dogecoin.
Hey, if it takes Dogecoin for a lot of places to start accepting crypto, so be it. Let's do it.
I'm with you. I would like to see, you know, being able to spend Dogecoin at Walmart or whatever.
Ooh.
Unlike Bitcoin, Dogecoin actually is usable as money. And it's apparently becoming as valuable as the USD. It's at least more valuable than a quarter.
Ooh.
So,
well, quarters take a lot of money. Take more than a dollar to produce in itself. So,
so this joke coin is more valuable than actual money printed, coined, if you were, by the United States government. Everything about that makes me happy.
I can only imagine what the Federal Reserve's thinking right now. Like, are they kicking themselves in the butt right now? They're like, why didn't I invest in Bitcoin and Doge?
I would love for Dogecoin to be the one that ultimately takes down the Federal Reserve System. That would... The universe needs that to be Dogecoin that does that.
There'd be a little dog on our paper currency.
Yeah, here comes this little dog. Oh, no, the USD got evaporated.
Ironically. But, like, I just find it funny because, like, the Federal Reserve, they're very wealthy bankers. I mean, it's made up of globalist banks.
Yeah.
So for them to start considering cryptocurrency makes you think about where the U.S. dollar is headed and how it is backed. Because it's not backed by anything except for the full faith and trust of government.
It's amazing how many people don't know that, though.
It says it right on the damn bill.
I know, but people are stupid, man. I was arguing with my father about this many, many years ago, and he didn't even know what the Federal Reserve System was. And I was talking to him about Ron Paul had just released in the Fed, and I was trying to argue this with my father why we needed to end it. And just based on the name that it was called the Federal Reserve Bank, his response was, well, that sounds like something we should keep. Dude, you know nothing about it. It's just called this, and you're like, yep, I'm okay with that. It's destroying your wealth systematically, and it has been for the last 100 years. This is not something we need to keep.
Well, at least there's, like, other platforms being released right now. There's platforms that are using crypto, maybe like eBay, maybe?
eBay is accepting cryptocurrency?
They'll be accepting altcoins. Well, they are already.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All of the major indexes are finishing the day in the red after a wild session of swings. At the close, the Dow lost 473 points to close at 34,269, the S&P dropping 36, and the NASDAQ falling 12. The White House is continuing to call for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemned the rocket attacks from Hamas and noted Israel has a right to defend itself. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying a heavy price will be paid as rockets continue to be fired. The field is set for the 146th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
Number 3, Medina Spirit.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is the 9-5 morning line favorite in Saturday's race. This is USA Radio News. A large group of bipartisan attorneys generals are blasting a new social media plan.
A group of attorneys general from 44 states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop a plan to introduce a version of Instagram designed for children. The letter cites research that showed that social media use could be harmful to children's mental health. The AGs also said that Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platforms. In a statement, the company responded by saying it had just begun to explore the concept and that it planned on consulting experts in child development, safety, and mental health in developing the app. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million Americans are now signed up for health coverage so far during the special enrollment period. Those signups at healthcare.gov are in addition to the roughly 12 million who bought coverage during the regular enrollment period that ended in December. The special enrollment period runs through August 15th. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Aria and Joa, and we've been talking a bit about cryptocurrency, Dogecoin, and the possibility that eBay is going to very soon begin accepting altcoins, but not evidently Bitcoin. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it would be any cryptocurrency in that fact. But it says e-commerce giant, this comes from Bitcoin.com, by the way, e-commerce giant eBay now allows NFT sales, citing massive wave of attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow you now.
So NFT is standing for non-fungible tokens.
Yeah, which seems to be sort of copyright on the blockchain is essentially what that is. And I don't know how I really feel about it. But before we get too deeply into the article, sure, let's go to the phones. We got Bitcoin Gandhi calling. Now, for those who aren't aware, Bitcoin Gandhi left from my house in the Bitcoin Embassy Sunday at 3 o'clock. How have things been going since?
It is a mixed bag. I would say that it is going roughly as planned, but I am surprised how little interest is shown by media outlets.
I'm surprised by that as well. It seems like Gandhi marching across New Hampshire would get people's attention.
Well, of course, I am not really Gandhi, but I am doing what he did in most of the respects that marked the Salt March of 1930. And, you know, one must do as as he did, if you are going to attempt to accomplish what he did.
That's an excellent point. Now, obviously, you are not the original 1920s era Indian Gandhi. However, I think that just makes the story more interesting. It isn't just Gandhi marching across New Hampshire. It's someone dressed up like Gandhi, playing a character.
Yes.
And yes. I don't know how they can ignore that. That's fascinating. It's interesting. I can't believe that the media isn't trying to find you to ask you questions. You know, why are you doing this?
In all fairness, I am the media, and I did cover this event.
Well, Free Talk Live is talking about it right now, and we're certainly the media, but it would help if it got outside of just the libertarian circles.
True that.
So how are people out on the streets responding to you?
Not very much. My BitcoinGandhi.net sign only lasted for a couple of days and then began blowing away and becoming many signs. And so that has been an issue. As you may be aware, I am walking across the state with my camping equipment with me and sleeping in the out-of-doors each night, as the Mahatma did on his salt march. So there is a logistical challenge, and I am not a particularly competent survivalist, and I'm learning a great number of things about living in the outdoors. But I believe that we must do as he did if we want, as I say, to accomplish what he did.
I hope you are successful in accomplishing what you're seeking to accomplish. Can you describe for me what it is that you're wanting to accomplish?
I wish to protest against the arrest of the Crypto Six in New Hampshire by committing satyagraha at the federal building in Concord, New Hampshire. Satyagraha, of course, means civil disobedience, and it has the word love in it, and I have attempted to practice that as well. But I will be attempting to distribute handbills on their property complaining about their attack on Free Talk Live and the Crypto Six. And this is a violation of a federal policy and or regulation. And I have been arrested for it once before. They do not allow you to present petitions at their buildings.
That's clearly unconstitutional. If you have the right to petition the government, then you have the right to deliver those petitions to the government.
That is what you would imagine, and along my route, I am visiting police stations and delivering these grievances to the same, to the police station, and they are all welcoming me, and there is not a problem. But when I attempt to deliver the one at the federal building, they will likely charge me with a crime or perhaps arrest me to keep me from continuing.
Really? What law is this, Bitcoin Gandhi?
I am forever forgetting the exact number. It is rather long. It is called, but it is known as the Distribution of Handbills Prohibition.
Okay.
Definitely something to look into. I assume you delivered one of these to the Keene Police Department?
I did. Then later I began my march to the Stoddard Police Department, where we are scheduled to meet tomorrow. I do not know if we will make it to the Stoddard Police Department, but you will be able to find me at 3 p.m. somewhere near Stoddard in New Hampshire on Highway 9.
Excellent. Well, keep up the great work, Dave. I'm glad to hear what you're doing, and I appreciate what you're doing.
It would be helpful to have additional marchers. That is what we made the Salt March special. The march grew over time.
Well, hopefully we can make that happen. Stoddard tomorrow, somewhere on Highway 9 in Stoddard at about 3 p.m. tomorrow. Dave, it's inspiring what you're doing, and I honestly wish I could be out there with you, but I can't pull away from Free Talk Live like for that period of time.
Dave, this is, Bitcoin Gandhi. I believe this is your most entertaining theatrical activism that you've done. And I really appreciate that. I think this is going to get you the most attention.
I hope so. But, you know, the media seems to be ignoring it for whatever reason.
Well,
I just don't understand.
I'm the media.
I know you keep saying that, but you're not the Associated Press or the New York Times or...
What makes them any different than what I do?
They have significantly more reach.
Understandable.
Yeah. I would rather the Boston Globe cover it. I mean, I know a writer at the Boston Globe, actually, that may be interested in it. He likes writing about kooky, funny things. That's why he wrote about my sheriff campaign.
Okay.
So I may reach out to him and see what I can do.
I'm glad you admit your campaign was kind of kooky. And
oh, well, I mean, it was a nonstop circus.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was
intentional. But I didn't set out to become sheriff, per se. I set out to have fun. And mission accomplished.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So eBay is evidently allowing people to buy and sell NFTs. Now, for those who aren't aware, these are basically copyrights that are stored on a blockchain. Like, you own this image. And that you own this image is permanently stored on the blockchain. I don't know what utility that would actually have or whether or not somebody else could get that image and you could sue them. I don't know. I'm not a fan of intellectual property when it's done by the government, and I'm still not a fan of it when it's done on a blockchain. And it sounds to me like NFTs are basically a new form of intellectual property.
Yeah, they're just collectibles.
Yes, but limited collectibles in that only one person can have it at a time. And if that person has it, then no one else can have it.
Right, right. True.
That's the part that I don't like.
Well, on Tuesday, eBay announced that sellers can now sell non-fungible tokens on its platform, which currently has about 187 million buyers. Okay. And eBay
I haven't used eBay in such a long period of time. I think the last time I did it was by a guitar effects processor that's been discontinued, and that's almost impossible to find anywhere else.
Well, if I can't find it, like, anywhere else, and then... I can't find it on Amazon. Then I go to eBay.
That's usually what I do, but I can find just about everything I want on Amazon. I had to look up earlier something that I purchased last year because I have to get a second one for my studio. And it was disheartening to see something like 236 Amazon orders over the last year. I was like, okay, yeah, I might have a problem. What do you think non-fungible tokens and eBay? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can weigh in on what we're discussing, or you can change the subject, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. I suspect some people will want to weigh in on this, because I don't think we're going to find very many people who agree with me among our largely conservative listener base out there on terrestrial radio. But evidently, try to be surprised here, Israel is oppressing Palestinians.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Again. Or still would be a more appropriate term, I would imagine. And now stuff is happening. I don't know exactly what's happening because, you know, my ability to access the news is relatively limited. So if I don't see someone talking about it on Facebook, I probably have no idea it's even happening.
Or maybe have the fact that Israel is censoring their own news coming out of there, too.
Excellent points. Coming to us from Fox News, White House Press Secretary Jen, what is that, Psaki? Said that plans to evict dozens of Palestinians from an East Jerusalem neighborhood work against U.S.-Israeli interests in finding a solution to the conflict, and condemned, quote, extremism that has inflicted violence on both communities. Now, for those who haven't watched any of these actual evictions taking place, it's not like a constable is showing up and serving eviction papers. No, the Israeli police actually go and physically remove these people from where they're located and kick them out. It's not polite, it's oppressive, and it's wrong. Psaki reiterated the administration's support for a two-state solution. Biden's team is communicating a clear and consistent message in support of de-escalation. That is our primary focus. The president's support for Israel's security, which seems to be doing just fine and probably doesn't need the backing of the United States, for its legitimate right to defend itself. Yes, but it's not defending itself. That's part of the core issue here, is that since it's existed since the 30s, Israel hasn't just been defending itself. It's been expanding and growing and conquering land.
That sounds like offensive and oppressive.
They are offensive and oppressive.
Okay.
She condemned rocket attacks against Israel by Hamas, which I also condemn, and other terrorist groups, but highlighted the rights of Palestinians as well as Israelites. We believe Palestinians and Israelis deserve equal measures of freedom, security, dignity, and prosperity. And U.S. officials in recent weeks have spoken candidly with Israeli officials about how evictions of Palestinian families who have lived for years, sometimes decades in their homes, and of demolitions of these homes work against our common interests in achieving a solution to the conflict in the coming days. Now, Israel, for those who aren't aware, is a certified ethnostate. They explicitly turned themselves into an ethnostate with a constitutional amendment that I think took place in 2019. And as a result, they specifically spelled out in their constitution that Israelis have more rights than Palestinians who happen to live in Israel. And they've been using, this has long been known, but now it's actually literally part of their constitution. If you look at, like, building permits and stuff like that, 98% of the approvals are to Israelis. Less than 2% of all petitions for permits and stuff like that that are originated with Palestinians actually get approved. Tensions have risen in recent weeks between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters over the eviction plans. I don't blame them. They're losing their homes that they lived in for decades or generations. But another flashpoint has been the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third site of Islam, and the holiest site of Judaism, which referred to it as the Temple Mount. Hamas, the militant group ruling the Gaza Strip, had given Israel a deadline to withdraw its security forces from the compound, and when the deadline expired, horrifically fired a barrage of 600 rockets into Israel, setting off air raid sirens. Israel responded, it doesn't say how many were killed because of these rockets, but presumably the number was zero because Israel does have a rocket defense system in place that evidently did its job. Hmm. Israel responded with airstrikes on Gaza, killing 28 people, including 10 children, according to the Wall Street Journal. And that's another reason I say the ones that Hamas fired doesn't seem to have achieved anything because they listed the number that Israel killed, but not that Hamas might have killed. The Israeli military said three Israelis had been killed by Hamas rocket fire. The military said it was investigating reports that children had been killed, and some casualties could have been the result of rockets sent from Gaza, that exploded before reaching Israel. This is Hamas versus Israel. It's well known that Hamas isn't the most technologically capable. Their rockets, apparently, they buy them from North Korea, presumably, because they aren't very good.
Or they could be old weaponry there for such a long time.
Yeah,
you know?
From like the 1950s or something. Who knows? So the clash began Friday when Palestinians threw stones at Israeli police occupying the temple. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets.
Wait, they had stones? That's all they had?
Yeah, they were throwing rocks.
I'm being facetious there.
If I recall correctly, I wish I could remember the story. We covered it. Someone was shot and killed because they were trying to approach a certain wall, fence, with a balloon or something like that. And the Israeli Defense Forces murdered them. I'm going to have to look into that story because I don't remember the details.
Maybe right around the movie It.
It was shockingly horrific. Current rules state that tourists can visit the site, but only Muslims are allowed to pray there. But in recent years, Jews, escorted by police, have been holding prayer there. I think that's fair. Some Israelis believe the site should be open to all worshippers, but Palestinians have refused. I would tend to agree. It sounds like it's a holy location for all three religions. Well, presumably not Christianity, so
generally the whole area is holy. So you think they would all respect it very holy-like?
Well, yeah, that would be nice. You don't want to disrespect a holy site by fighting about it. That seems inherently disrespectful of the holy site. The White House's criticism of Israel stands in stark contrast to the approach under former President Trump. I don't know that I remember Trump ever even mentioning Israel.
Yeah, no, he recognized it as a state of some sort.
Okay.
I forget exactly what the terminology was, but yeah, he did definitely recognize Israel as a nation state.
When I was in office, we were known as the peace presidency because Israel's adversaries knew that the United States stood strongly with Israel, and there would be swift retribution if Israel was attacked. Under Biden, the world is getting more violent and more unstable because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks on our allies. Now, what he's referring to here are Palestinians who threw rocks at police who are occupying their holy site. I don't know that he's unbiased in his characterization of these events. But I would also argue that it would be fair for the Palestinians to allow Jews to pray there. It's silly that they can come, but they can't pray.
I always feel like Joe Biden is very restrictive of what he says that would be negative against Israel.
Sure.
So even if it was a positive thing, like it was like, obviously, you got to take the side of the Palestinians. But it's probably best to say nothing right now so he doesn't, tick off the
or so he just doesn't start rambling about kids stroking his leg hair or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of Biden's gaffes, man, they are phenomenal. Who was it that's a bad dude? Do you remember that one?
No.
I'm going to have to look it up again. America must always stand with Israel and make clear that the Palestinians must end the violence, terror, and rocket attacks. And make clear that the U.S. will always strongly support Israel's right to defend itself. Unbelievably, Democrats also continue to stand by crazed anti-American representative Ilhan Omar and others who savagely attack Israel while they are under terrorist assault. That's presumably another one of Trump's quotes. I've never known Trump to be that verbose, but presumably in writing he was. I don't know. The story of what's happening in Israel and, you know, the Gaza Strip and just that whole area in general is a chaotic, nightmarish mess that no one can really navigate. I don't know what a good solution would be. It doesn't look like they're ever going to come to peaceful coexistence, though.
I don't think so. I think one of the biggest mistakes was allowing, and I hate to say this, but allowing these Israelites to occupy a certain area where people have been settling there. And you don't think there's going to be conflict there? I mean, yeah, there's going to be, you know, they're not going to agree on their religions, but that doesn't mean that they need to escalate and militarize their, you know, their religion onto another. And that's essentially what's going on. And building a giant wall is not going to solve a problem either.
No, it seems that Israel has, since its existence from the 1930s, I believe it was. Oh, no, it was the 1940s. I don't know why I kept saying the 30s. Has essentially been doing to the Palestinians what the white people did to the Native Americans.
Sure.
Except the Israelis didn't kill as many of them. They tried to just take their land from them. It's all very confusing, but it's not good, and it needs to come to a stop. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.